first thing that comes to your mind when you think about the glory of God? ¿Qué es lo primero que les viene a la mente cuando piensan en la gloria de Dios? I'll confess, for me, it's always been the spectacular, the supernatural, things like what we read in Exodus. Para mí siempre ha sido lo espectacular, lo sobrenatural, lo que leemos en el libro del Éxodo. Right, the glory of the Lord descending on the mountain like a cloud. And to the eyes of the Israelites, it was like a consuming fire. La gloria del Señor que queda en el monte, y a los ojos de los israelitas es como un fuego consumidor. And all the people can do, because they cannot approach the mountain, is behold the glory of God from afar. Y el pueblo lo único que puede hacer es contemplar la gloria desde lejos. I think of Elijah on Mount Carmel, who after a simple prayer, fire comes down from heaven and consumes the holocaust, consumes even the stones and licks up all the water that's around it. Pienso en Elías en el Monte Carmelo, que luego de haber orado, fuego desciende desde el cielo y consume todo el holocausto y hasta el agua que estaba alrededor. ¿Y cómo reacciona el pueblo? Adoran al contemplar la gloria de Dios. How do the people react? They fall prostrate in worship and behold the glory of God. And the experience of the disciples in today's passage in Matthew is right up there with those Old Testament experiences, right? La experiencia de los discípulos en Mateo es igual o similar a lo que vemos en el Antiguo Testamento. It says that Jesus invites three disciples, Peter, James, and John, and they're invited as kind of an inner circle. They're invited privately to join him on a high mountain. Jesús invita a tres discípulos a subir a este monte con él. And once up there, his whole appearance changes. His face is as bright as the sun. His clothes are so bright that they look like they are lit up. And out of thin air, behold, Moses and Elijah are speaking with Jesus. Cuando están en el monte, ahí Jesús se transforma delante de sus ojos. Su cara brilla como el sol. Sus vestidos brillan y son como luz. Y ahí Moisés y Elías hablando con Jesús. This is kind of like out of a movie, right? Special effects and all. That's how I see it in my mind. Yo me lo imagino como una película con efectos especiales. And Peter does something that I don't know, maybe I would do, maybe you would do. He wants to make sense of what's going on, so he offers a suggestion. Pedro hace algo que tal vez usted o yo haría. Él quiere entender y ofrecer una sugerencia. Jesus, oh man, it's so good for us to be here. Let me build, if you want, I can build three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. So él ofrece al Señor, qué bueno que estamos aquí. Si tú quieres, yo puedo hacer tres enramadas, una para ti, una para Moisés y una para Elías. He's missing something. It's like he doesn't understand the significance of what is happening. Como que no puede entender el significado de lo que está sucediendo en ese momento. Sometimes we also miss the glory. Nosotros a veces también no podemos ver la gloria. Conocemos a un señor que hace varios años le encontraron cáncer en los riñones. We know a gentleman who a few years ago they found cancer in his kidneys. After a few scans and tests, they found spots in his lungs as well. Luego de varios exámenes también había manchas en sus pulmones. Y su oncólogo, que había trabajado con él hace varios años por melanoma, pensaba que había un cáncer en metástasis. He had an oncologist that had been working with him from melanoma for several years, and he feared the cancer had metastasized. So the family began to pray. The church began to pray. La familia y la iglesia comenzaron a orar. Luego de varios meses de mucha oración y muchos exámenes, volvieron a repetir los estudios. After several months of prayer and many blood work, they went and repeated the tests. And on this occasion, there was no cancer. There was no spots in any of the areas where they were before. Estos exámenes revelaron que no había cáncer, no había ninguna mancha en ninguno de los lugares donde lo habían visto anteriormente.
La familia se regocijó, la iglesia se regocijó, dieron gracias y gloria a Dios.
So the family and the church rejoiced, giving glory to God. But there were some who wondered, what happened? Why was there such a misdiagnosis the first time around?
Pero hay quienes dijeron, ¿qué pasó? ¿Por qué hubo un mal diagnóstico la primera vez? No podían ver la gloria.
They missed the glory. And before Peter could even finish his sentence, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice from the cloud that said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him."
Antes de que Pedro pudiera terminar de hablar, he aquí una nube que los cubrió, y he aquí una voz de la nube que decía, "Este es mi hijo amado, en quien tengo contentamiento. A él oíd."
So if Peter didn't get it at the first time, he certainly got it now, right? They all did, because the Bible tells us that they fell prostrate, face down to the ground, terrified.
En este momento sí pudieron entender y cayeron con sus rostros sobre el piso, con miedo, aterrorizados, dice la palabra. Es igual como vemos en otros lugares en las Escrituras, ¿verdad? Hay una reacción inmediata, un reconocimiento de la gloria de Dios.
Here, like other places in Scripture, there is an immediate reaction, an immediate recognition of the glory of God. At Mount Sinai, the people trembled.
En el Monte Sinaí, el pueblo temblaba.
On Mount Carmel, the people fell on their faces and said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
En el Monte Carmelo cayeron sobre sus rostros y dijeron, "El Señor es Dios." Y como poco, si no caían en sus rostros, nos dice la palabra que reconocían. Cuando Moisés entraba en el tabernáculo de reunión y veían que la gloria del Señor estaba ahí, se paraban cada uno frente a su tienda y adoraban al Señor.
Even those who didn't fall to their face at least recognized the glory. Scripture tells us that when Moses would go in the tent of meeting and the glory of the Lord would descend, the people would each stand in front of their tents and worship the Lord. How do we react to the glory of God? Do we even notice it?
¿Cómo reaccionamos nosotros a la gloria de Dios? ¿Nos percatamos de ella? Como algunos de ustedes saben, aquí yo a veces interpreto a español. As
some of you may know, sometimes here I help the interpreting team to provide Spanish language translation for our Spanish speakers. And we're asked not to be in the sanctuary when we're interpreting so as not to disturb some worshipers.
Nos piden que no estemos en el santuario para no distraer o molestar algunas personas.
So we stand outside in a room separate from what's going on.
Estamos en otro salón separado de lo que está pasando, escuchando en audífonos.
We listen on headphones. Now me, I want to be inside. Yo quiero estar aquí. I want to experience all of it, experimentar todo lo que está pasando aquí. Se me hace un poquito raro. It's a little weird.
So, cuando hay alguien que no tiene micrófono, when I see someone who doesn't have a microphone on, I open the door and I stand in the back and I soak it all in. Yo abro la puerta y ahí escucho lo que está pasando y me envuelvo en lo que está pasando.
Most of the time, I stand in the lobby.
La mayor parte del tiempo estoy en el lobby. Y trato de mirar por la puerta a la persona que está al frente.
And I try to look through the door to the person who's standing in front. Now, if you look at the door, it's mostly made of wood, hard to see through, right?
Es de madera, no puedo ver. Pero tiene un pedazo que es en cristal y no es transparente.
It has a piece of glass that isn't transparent. It's decorative, it's beveled glass, it's hard to see through. So I kind of get close, me acerco, a unos pedacitos pequeños, little pieces that are flat and see-through, and I kind of just press my face up there so I can see Dr. Howell speaking, Pastor Howell, Pastor Eric, I don't know. So I can see his face and what he's doing. I just press in.
Me acerco en ese pedacito para ver lo que está pasando adentro. And sometimes, I would say more often than not, that's all we get, just glimpses of glory. Muchas veces es lo único que vemos, son unos vistazos, unos destellos de gloria.
For the past several weeks, I've been asking people, where and how have you experienced the glory of God? Yo he hecho esa pregunta a muchas personas. ¿Cómo y dónde has experimentado la gloria de Dios? Lots of people have mentioned nature. They've told me about majestic mountains, the expansiveness of creation and the galaxies, and realizing how small we are compared to a God that is so big. Mucha gente ha mencionado la naturaleza, las montañas, las galaxias, ver cómo somos nosotros tan pequeños ante un Dios tan grande. Otras personas han mencionado momentos transformadores con gente. Others have mentioned transformative moments with people. Sharing the gospel with someone and seeing them come to life and accept Jesus for the first time, and then walking alongside them and seeing their lives transformed. Compartir el evangelio con alguien que por primera vez acepta a Jesús y luego ver cómo su vida es transformada. We're sitting for days in a hospital room with a family as they're waiting for a loved one to pass. No words are exchanged. But just seeing how God brings strength and peace in that moment. O estar sentado en un cuarto de hospital con una familia perdiendo un ser querido. Sin hablar, simplemente ver cómo Dios fortalece y trae paz. Otros mencionaron que han visto la gloria de Dios en la adoración. Others have mentioned seeing the glory of God in worship. Corporate worship, where there is such a loud, thunderous sound that the walls shake. Or the quiet worship of a few who, like Simeon and the prophetess Anna, worship day and night, fasting and praying, and are moved by the Spirit. Adoración en estruendo o callada. Ahí el Señor está. Podemos ver la gloria de Dios en la naturaleza, nuestras relaciones los unos con los otros, en la adoración y aún en el lamento y la tristeza. We can behold the glory of God in nature, in our relationships with others, in worship, but also in lament and sorrow. The glory of God is in the anguish of a man visiting the Grand Canyon after a year filled with difficulties. Sitting at the edge of the North Rim, he pours out all his sorrows and all his sadness, knowing that no matter how much he pours into it, that canyon will be left unchanged, and realizing this is what God is like. La gloria de Dios se ve en la tristeza de un hombre que derrama toda su angustia, toda su tristeza en un cañón que nunca va a cambiar y reconocer que así mismo es Dios. The glory is in the tears of a woman who is tired of seeing the injustice laid upon immigrants in this country. La gloria de Dios está en el llanto de una mujer cansada de ver la injusticia en contra de los inmigrantes en este país. Seeing daily how people just like her, Latinos from different places, are mistreated. Hearing the scornful disdain and the cruel indifference of political leaders and even some in the church towards those who are made in the image and likeness of God. Ver cómo son maltratados, cómo las palabras de desprecio y desdén y de cruel indiferencia vienen de labios de políticos y aún de algunos en la iglesia. Her heart is burdened and exhausted. She cries in anger and frustration, confusion, sadness, and an overwhelming sense of powerlessness. And suddenly she hears the Lord whisper, "Just go to sleep. It's gonna be okay." En su tristeza, su frustración, su confusión, ella escucha el susurro del Señor que le dice, "Acuéstate a dormir. Todo va a estar bien." "Get up," Jesus said. "Don't be afraid." The disciples look up and they see no one except Jesus alone. "Levántense," dice Jesús. "No tengan miedo."
Y cuando los discípulos levantan su vista, ven solamente a Jesús. No importa las circunstancias o cuán difícil sea la situación, Jesús está ahí. It doesn't matter how difficult the circumstances may be, Jesus is still there. We have a friend who went backpacking through some countries in South America. Tenemos un amigo que hizo un viaje con mochila en varios países de Sudamérica. It was after a couple of years of spending time in the Peace Corps in Panama. And so there was a lot of things on his mind and on his heart. Experiences that he had in Panama, a near-death experience that he had where he almost drowned. He had his sister's death a few years earlier on his mind and the church's reaction to that. And as he is walking, as he is in Panama, he finds himself one evening on the top of a mountain. Tenía muchas cosas en su mente y su corazón. Y una noche estaba en un monte. Looking up at the sky, it was clear and you could see almost every star in the sky. And in that moment, there was a light. En ese momento, él vio una luz. It was different than any light he'd ever seen. It doesn't light up anything around him. But he knows that in that light is pure love. En la luz había puro amor. And somehow he knows his sister is in that light. Y él sabe que su hermana está ahí también. He's drawn to the light. He wants to be in the light. But he hears the Lord say, it's not your time yet. Él es atraído a la luz, pero escucha que el Señor le dice, todavía no. As quickly as it began, it ended. But that experience stayed with him and confirmed his faith later on. Esa experiencia terminó tan rápido como comenzó, pero se quedó con él y confirmó su fe más adelante. Y es lo que vemos con Pedro. This is what we see with Peter as well. Jesus tells him, don't tell anyone what you've seen. Don't tell them about this vision until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. Jesús le dice, no le digan a nadie hasta que el Hijo del Hombre haya sido levantado de los muertos. So in that moment, Peter says nothing. But later on, this experience confirms his faith. And like we read in 2 Peter, it's also useful to remind believers that what they believe in is not stories. It's not myths. It is the truth of Jesus. Esa experiencia sirvió para afirmar su fe y recordarle a otros que lo que creen no es historia, es la verdad de Jesús. So when's the last time that you beheld the glory of God? ¿Cuándo fue la última vez que pudiste experimentar la gloria de Dios? Whether it was a glimmer, a little bit, or a glorious encounter. The glory of God is all around us. La gloria de Dios nos rodea. If we would only have eyes to see it. See the glory of God in overwhelming moments of joy. In the birth of a child, magnificent news, or in seeing a young man that you care a lot about score a goal in a soccer game. Podemos ver la gloria de Dios en momentos de gozo. En el nacimiento de un niño, una noticia gloriosa. See the glory, working behind the scenes, seeing how God sustains his children until the last moment of their life when they enter into his glory. Podemos ver la gloria de Dios obrando tras bastidores, sosteniendo a su gente aún hasta el último momento. Or in the resiliency of an immigrant mother, who though the odds seem to be stacked against her, she continues to worship, she continues to pray and wait on God. And see the glory of God, and the transforming power of the love of God. Podemos ver la gloria en el poder de su amor. This power that breaks in and tears down barriers that we ourselves have built up. Sometimes it's intellect and too much knowledge, where we think we're so wise, we've studied for so long, studied so much, we almost think we know more than God himself. Sometimes it's fear, sometimes it's skepticism. All these things that hinder us from seeing the glory. But God, in his grace, in his mercy, through his love, tears down those barriers. And we can hear the words, I was just waiting for you to get out of the way. Podemos ver cómo Dios irrumpe en nuestras vidas y nuestros corazones para demostrarnos su gloria. Su gloria está todo alrededor. His glory is all around us. If only we would have eyes to see it. So press in. Catch a glimpse. Or do like I do. Open the door wide. And take it all in.